Now on Night Beat, an arrest in San Francisco sends a teenage suspect to the hospital and then to jail. Good evening. I'm Elizabeth Cook.
I'm Ken Bassita. One witness says an officer pushed the suspect hard against a police car. Another witness tells Night Beat's Joe Vasquez that the suspect was strongly struggling against the police.
Cell phone video shows the immediate aftermath of a police use of force incident on Market Street. A young woman arrested by police is put on a stretcher and taken by ambulance to the hospital.
I just saw the cops pulling this girl towards their car, and they had her hands behind her back, and they slammed her on top of their car hood. They slammed it really hard.
Eric Dyer says he didn't see what preceded the arrest, but he was disturbed to see officers push the girl hard against a police car.
She's pretty much just laying there as they were like forcing her down onto the hood. After about 2 to 3 minutes, they picked her up and she was completely limp.
A San Francisco Police Department spokesman says this incident started when an officer approached a woman who had a warrant out for her arrest. But then they say she resisted arrest. Quote, during this struggle, the suspect assaulted two officers by spitting in their faces. A use of force occurred to prevent the subject from spitting at the officers again. End quote. In this video, you can see a firefighter place a bag called a spit hood over the suspect's head.
She was resisting strong.
Motaz Altwal says the suspect was struggling hard.
He was grabbing her hands like this, and she was doing, shaking back and forth all the way from inside the smoke shop until he had to push her on the police car.
Police say the suspect has recovered from her injuries and now is in custody. An adult male was also arrested for obstructing police. On the Night Beat, I'm Joe Vasquez.
Well, police say that suspect is a juvenile, but they will not release her exact age. She has now been charged with resisting arrest and assault on police officers, plus the original arrest warrant for multiple counts of burglary.
We've just learned a firefighter has died while battling the Mendocino Complex fires. It's the first confirmed fatality since the fires broke out in late July. They have now burned more than 500 square miles and destroyed nearly 150 homes. Tonight, the larger of the two blazes, the Ranch Fire, is 59% contained. Full containment is not expected until sometime next month.
Well, the attorney for the founder of the Ghost Ship Warehouse plans to ask a judge to move that trial to another county. This all comes after a judge last week threw out a plea bargain deal for Derek Almena. Almena had agreed to serve 9 years in prison for pleading no contest to 36 counts of involuntary manslaughter. His co-defendant, Max Harris, agreed to serve six. Now, Almena's lawyer says his client can't get a fair trial after he publicly admitted guilt. A hearing scheduled for Friday.
Tonight, an Oakland police officer is fighting for his life after crashing into a car and then slamming into a semi-truck. It happened while he was responding to a call at Middle Harbor Road this morning. The officer, who is the son of a lieutenant, was alone at the time. He was taken to the hospital where he is listed in critical condition.
Certainly our thoughts and our prayers go out to him and to his family.
No one else was hurt in the crash. The officer's identity has not yet been released. And we're learning the names of two East Bay teenagers killed in a suspected DUI crash. The CHP says 17-year-old Dakarai Fagarala and 18-year-old John Walizdam died. The car they were riding in careened off Highway 24 near 680 early yesterday morning. The driver, 18-year-old Ramaya Ramey, is facing DUI and manslaughter charges.
Contra Costa County's assessor, accused of sexual harassment, is firing back tonight and denying the allegations. He tells Night Beat's Kristen Ayers this is all a witch hunt.
He's Contra Costa County's assessor, recently reelected. Gus Kramer is under fire tonight, facing the possibility of censure after allegations of sexual harassment became public. An employee accused Kramer of making comments of a sexual nature to her that made her feel uncomfortable. Speaking to me by phone tonight, Kramer denied that.
You're claiming she was flirting with you?
Oh, yeah.
But an independent investigator later found it is more likely than not that on several occasions, the assessor made comments that the employee considered to be unwelcome and inappropriate in the workplace.
That may be true, but I haven't had it. But that's not sexual harassment.
Okay.
I made comments that maybe in interpret as inappropriate. She and I used to banter all the time, and she was great at double entendres and innuendos.
Karen Metchoff, chair of the Contra Costa County Board of Supervisors, says this is not the first time Kramer has faced allegations like these, and censuring him will send a message.
We should take some sort of action to let our constituents know that we do not approve of this behavior.
Kramer insists this is a witch hunt. He accuses the board of violating the Brown Act by discussing his case in a closed session, and he says no matter what the board votes tomorrow, he'll stay in office. Will you consider resigning if there is a vote of no confidence?
Absolutely not. I will be suing their pants off if they censure me tomorrow.
Kristen Ayers on the Night Beat.
The accused Golden State killer has been charged with another murder. This one is believed to be his first. Investigators now say Joseph DeAngelo is the prime suspect in the 1975 killing of Claude Snelling. Police say the community college teacher was shot while stopping the kidnapping of his 16-year-old daughter in Visalia. She says a masked gunman broke into her bedroom in the middle of the night, threatened her, and then dragged her out of the house.
That's when I heard my dad yell, and the man with the ski mask pushed me to the ground, turned, shot my dad twice as he was coming through the back door.
Police say DeAngelo is also the so-called Visalia ransacker, the man accused of burglarizing more than 100 homes in the area around the same time Snelling was killed. Joseph DeAngelo is accused of killing at least a dozen others during the 70s and 80s. DNA evidence eventually led to his arrest in April.
A series of crimes has put neighbors on edge in an upscale area of San Jose over the weekend. Residents in the Willow Glen neighborhood reported car thefts, a home invasion robbery, attempted robberies, and even assaults. Nightbeat's Kit Doe has details on some of the more brazen incidents.
Brent Purse was biking by his neighbor's house near Schallenberger Elementary just before 7 this morning when he saw a young man running towards the house putting on a ski mask.
I saw someone get out of the car, pull on a mask, put on their hoodie, and start running at my neighbor's house. And that's when I acted and I just said, hey, asked him to stop. And he turned around and got back in his vehicle.
A neighbor's security camera captured a glimpse of the alleged getaway car, a blue hatchback. The homeowner was just getting up with his family.
I've got three little kids. The fact that someone can just come up here with a ski mask on at broad daylight is really scary.
2 days earlier, right around the corner on Janice Way, an elderly woman was home when robbers kicked in her front door and stole her purse and laptop. Neighbors think the thieves are targeting doors with glass.
My husband asked me where my car was. And it was like, what do you mean, where's my car?
And then yesterday, Vicky Majetti was in her backyard eating dinner when thieves stole her white Lexus right out of the driveway. That was in broad daylight at 5 p.m.
And then after that, what did the police tell you?
That there was possibly two crimes committed with a white Lexus. My description of my car, that's what prompted them to come over so fast.
Using stolen cars seems to be a common theme here. On Saturday at 4 a.m., a young woman crashed a stolen Lexus into this parked SUV. When the owner of the truck tried to keep her from leaving the scene, he says four men assaulted him and then escaped.
My sympathies are with all of the victims of crimes that have happened over the last few days and the last week.
Social media, like Nextdoor, has been blowing up with recent anecdotes of crime. But Councilmember Dev Davis says she just got an update from SJPD.
Well, I talked to the captain because I like to go with verified sources. And she said things looked pretty normal over the weekend when I talked to her last night. She did not indicate that anything looked out of the ordinary.
San Jose police say they cannot definitively say whether or not there's any kind of second crime spree that's happening out here. They're crunching the data, taking a look at the broader incidents that are happening in the area to see if there is, in fact, some kind of trend going on. As far as next steps, Councilmember Davis is planning on some kind of community meeting to happen in the next couple of weeks. In San Jose, Kit Doe on the Night Beat.
Tonight, President Trump is denying he's ever used a racial slur and says claims by a former advisor and apprentice contestant are lies. Alan Martin has the escalating war of words and secret recordings from Omarosa.
In her new book, former White House aide Omarosa Manigault Newman reveals she recorded White House conversations, including one with President Trump in December. In the recording, the president expresses surprise that she had been fired from his administration.
Omarosa, what's going on? I just saw in the news that you're thinking about leaving. What happened?
General Kelly came to me and said that you guys wanted me to leave.
No, I nobody even told me about it. Nobody.
Wow.
You know, they run a big operation, but I didn't know it. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
God damn it. I don't love you leaving at all.
The former Apprentice star, once one of the president's staunchest allies, says the recording brings up a major concern.
Who's running this country? When Donald Trump says that they run a big operation, who is the they? Is General Kelly puppeting Donald Trump?
Okay.
Is he truly running this country?
The recording comes ahead of her new memoir, Unhinged, and follows another secret recording she released. This one with Chief of Staff John Kelly firing her in the super secure White House Situation Room.
Is the president aware of what's going on?
Don't, let's not go down the road. This is a non-negotiable discussion. This has to do with some pretty serious integrity violations.
The president is firing back with some harsh words for his former advisor, whom he's known for 15 years.
Lowlife. She's a lowlife.
Over the weekend, he called her a lowlife, and in a tweet today, the president called her wacky and said people in the White House hated her. She was vicious, but not smart. Manigault Newman says she recorded the conversations to protect her credibility. Omarosa's book called Unhinged is published by a division of CBS. It hits stands tomorrow. The White House has not commented on why General Kelly chose to hold a personnel meeting inside one of the most sensitive rooms in the world. On the Night Beat, I'm Alan Martin.